Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Dukes and Bell. More on college football. Our official picks coming up. By the way, Day-Day, O gave you his picks. We're good, right? He's not out. He's out today. He gave you your picks?
He said he was contemplating actually calling us at the time. Okay. So I'll text him just to make sure. Because I think he thinks there could be some funny business. But he's got to understand that note is still on Squid Billy's door.
This is true.
So we need everyone to hold their weight.
Yes.
We need Carl. It's got to start with you.
It all
starts with you.
You are the leader.
Okay, the official picks are on the way.
And like the TV show, I hate to say it right now.
What?
It can change, but you are the weakest link.
Let's talk to B-Mac. Brian's McFadden joining us, CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, we got a quarterback controversy in 49er land, man. I don't care what anybody says. Mac Jones, who? Mac Jones is balling right now, and I think that he's done enough for them to at least acknowledge and he should have an opportunity to play. Come on, B.
Now I know you lying.
Come on, B.
You don't actually believe that. You just want to get me fired up on this Good Friday.
Just because
no
a
reason.
Guy's making $50 million, they overpaid him. Mac Jones can do exactly what Purdy does.
Okay, if that's the case, why is this Mac Jones' third team that he's been on since being in the NFL?
Coaching, B. Coaching. You and I both know this.
So we're just going to forget about everything that Brock Purdy has done since becoming the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, he was never supposed to be the guy. He outplayed the other two players that was there before him, and he actually saved Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch from being in that hot seat conversation. So we're just going to forget all about that.
What's he won?
I mean, he's won more games than half of the starting quarterbacks in the National Football League in the time that he's been in the professional league in the NFL. Is that not fair? Is that not a strong case for him to remain the starting quarterback? We're talking about Mac Jones, right?
Mac Jones.
I mean, Mac Jones, deserving of the praise. He's done a really, really good job in the three starts. And outside of the Rams, who they beat last night, who were the other teams they beat with Mac Jones?
Saints.
Huh?
Saints,
and who else?
I don't know, but all I know is he played well.
You just don't like – I don't know why you don't like this guy. He's never liked Brock Purdy. You've never liked him.
I don't like him.
Mr. Irrelevant from – I don't know what he's always had a mean on. Meanwhile, B-Mac, last night, what did you make of – I like Sean McVay's balls to go for the win. I mean, the fumble at the goal line before the end of regulation obviously screwed things up. But what about the play call? He owned it. Said it was a horrible play call.
Yes, it was. When you look at Sean McVay for his standards – and being a play caller in the National Football League, at that point, the offense was rolling, especially with Matthew Stafford having the football in his hand, and you're going to condense the formation, and you basically told everyone what you were doing based on the alignment of the formation. Under center, condensed formation, back, neutral behind the quarterback. You told everyone you were handing the football. Because one thing we know about the Rams, they rarely do a quarterback sneak with Matthew Stafford in terms of his health. They try to protect him as much as possible. So anytime he gets under the center, you know exactly what he's going to do. It's fourth and one. It's not fourth and an inch. We all knew he was handing the football off. And it was predictable, and the 49ers played the play.
Did you see the dimes he was dropping last night? Mac Jones. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking with Brian McFadden here. All right, Falcons are off this week. Let's talk about some of these other games and how this may play out. The quarterback change in Cleveland, is it going to help, or they are going to continue to be bad with Dylan Gabriel?
They're going to continue to be bad with whoever it is at the quarterback position. Let's keep it real, guys. I mean, offensively, they lack talent. Mm-hmm. They lack talent in terms of some of the teams they will play against. And I felt like regardless who the quarterback would be for Cleveland, this would be a rebuild type of situation for the Cleveland Browns. So will Dylan Gabriel provide a sense of juice at that position? Yeah, potentially. He's more athletic than Joe Flacco. He's younger than Joe Flacco. In terms of his potential, he has more than Joe Flacco. So, yeah, he should provide a sense of a spark. But will it be enough to turn their entire season around? No. Mm. No. So, you know, for Dylan Gabriel, you want to show this organization that you can be not just a piece to the puzzle in terms of building a solid foundation moving forward, but you want to show them that, yeah, I could be a starting quarterback for this franchise for years to come.
Talking with the BMAC guys, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers, a proud Seminole here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Said to Carl earlier, this is about as bad as the Ravens have looked since Lamar Jackson became the starter up there. And now it looks like it's going to be Cooper Rush. They got a bunch of injuries. They get Linderbaum back. They got a couple guys. Van Noy is coming back. But they've been banged up. And on the flip side, you know, C.J. Stroud was everybody's darling, and he's been really kind of just meh the last year and into this year. But kind of a do-or-die game, it feels like, for Baltimore this early in the season.
Oh, it is. You cannot afford to be 1-4 with any expectations to make the playoffs. And to your point, you will be without Lamar Jackson, but this is still a winnable ball game without Lamar Jackson because of what you mentioned. C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans, their offensive line has been atrocious. And that's being generous in terms of my words. They've been bad. They've been bad. And if the Tennessee Titans offense wasn't worse last week, they probably would have lost that ball game to Tennessee. So if you're Coach Harbaugh, you got to coach ball now. You have to coach the game, and you have to get more from your defense. That has been the most disappointing thing associated with the Baltimore Ravens in the first quarter of the season was how bad their defense has been. Because they're 1-3. But look at Lamar Jackson's numbers. I mean, he has the most passing touchdowns in the National Football League and only one win to show for it. Mm. I think I saw a stat. I don't know how accurate this is, but someone can kind of stat check me real quick. I think he has like 10 touchdowns and one interception. Mm. Like, that should be winning football.
Yeah.
But because of how bad their defense has been and just the ball rolling in the wrong favor for them, they're 1-3 with a very, very important game coming up without their star quarterback.
We play the Buffalo Bills as in the Falcons on October 13th. It's a Monday night game. This is the bye week. And so Buffalo gets a chance to go play the Patriots. And I think everybody just feels like this is going to be an easy win and Buffalo will roll in here 5-0. And they might. But I don't know if that's going to be an easy game. Tell me what you're seeing with the Patriots, man, because I feel like that team has shown improvement already. And it's his first year, Mike Vrabel's first year there.
Well, let's keep it real. Coach Vrabel is a heck of a coach. He can coach some football. That's number one. Number two, they're a team, when you look at them having two losses, they could easily be in a position where they could be undefeated. You look at week one against the Raiders, you know, that was an unexpected loss. You look at how they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, only losing by a possession but having five turnovers, that could have easily went in their favor. So now you look at Drake May, you look at the entire defense, and now we're starting to see the passing game kind of emerge, led by Stephon Diggs. This is a team that could easily be undefeated. So to your point, this is why I love divisional matchups in the NFL. They're like collegiate rivalries. Mm-hmm. You got to throw records and resumes out of the window because anything can happen. It's similar to what we saw with Buffalo weeks ago when they played Miami, right? Everyone thought Buffalo would easily blow out Miami, cover the spread. And guess what? Miami made it a four-quarter ball game. They did more with less. That is usually the case when you talk about divisional matchups. So I expect Buffalo to win, but all I'm saying is don't be surprised if this could be a four-quarter ball game until the very end.
It is kind of a funky weekend with a lot of cross-divisional, cross-conference games. You got Cowboys taking on the Jets, and then you got the Eagles hosting Denver. the A.J. Brown thing, as Brian McFadden joins us, like, you know, we get on wide receivers for being divas, but I got to be honest, his usage rate is so low, I got his back. You know, if he wants to go read a novel, you know, on the sideline, or maybe even while he's, you know, lined up out wide out, because they ain't going to throw it to him. I mean, you got a great machine running offensively. They went through the same soap opera last year. So how do they placate him? How does it work in Philly?
I mean, the thing about the Eagles, they have problems that every other organization in the NFL would love to have. The passing game has been missing. Your top wide receiver hasn't been involved. Your star running back hasn't really showed the superstar status. And you're still undefeated. Carl, Mike, think about that. We talk about the Philadelphia Eagles as if they're 0-4 and not 4-0. Through all that drama that has been associated with the field production, they're undefeated. It's going to take time, and I'm okay with that. And I think they have to be patient. And the thing about Jalen Hurts, the thing that I love about Jalen Hurts, he don't care how they win as long as they win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really appreciate that. And that minimizes distractions, because you will get distractions from someone, from some positional area on the team. But as long as your quarterback can care less, as long as the end of the game we have more points than the opposing team, that's all that matters. And that's why they've been able to go through all of this, I guess, unexpected adversity, because they're not winning in the fashion in which we want to see them win. And yet, and still, they're still undefeated.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I don't think any – B, do you think anybody goes undefeated? I do not feel that way. I think everybody's going to have a couple of losses when it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah, no question. I don't think anything is going to happen similar to the 72 Miami Dolphins. But currently, right now, for the Eagles being undefeated, you know, I still believe they're the best team in the NFC. And until I see otherwise, I'm not changing my thought. But we're talking about why they can't run the ball and throw the ball the way we thought they should be able to, but they're still winning ball games. That tells you how good they are.
All right, let's shift gears real quick and talk about what Mike and you are concerned about, and that's Florida State-Miami. Miami's looked excellent. There's no debating it. We had David Pollack on the show last week talking dogs, and he was like, look, you're not watching Miami up front. How do you feel about this matchup this weekend?
Man, rivalries, man. You know how it goes in college football. For me, it was one of the disappointing outings last week was Florida State losing to Virginia in the way they lost to Virginia. But you guys remember a few weeks ago I said Virginia was always my most important ball game because of the first ACC matchup on a weird night on the road, and it's the week before Miami. So now if you look at Miami, it's almost like the same situation Florida State had going on last week. This is the first time Miami's on the road, and this is the first time they're playing against an ACC foe, which is their rival. So for Florida State, if you don't go into this ball game highly motivated, you're playing the wrong sport. Because if you have any playoff aspirations, you have to win tomorrow night against Miami. And for Miami, continue to prove all the voters right that you're one of the best teams in college football. And we get a chance to see, you know, your former dog, Carson Beck, up close and personal. You know, this will be a really good test for Carson Beck, because Florida State defense was horrible last week. So you know the attention to detail will be emphasized, and they're going to play physical football. My question for Florida State, will they be able to stop the run? They couldn't stop the run last Friday night against Virginia.
Couldn't tackle.
Miami, with that offensive front, they're going to lean on the running game. Can you get the stops that you need?
And then on the flip side, B, just to wrap it up, I thought the first time I've seen Gus Malzahn and Castellanos not really able to handle the blitz the way Virginia came at the end of the game.
Yeah, and the thing about that, they had some issues handling the blitz, but they still scored 38 points. Mm. Like, that's winning football.
Right.
That should be enough for you to win. We saw untimely turnovers in the beginning of the ball game, but the offense found their rhythm. The defense just couldn't get the necessary stops they needed to for them to be able to win that ball game. But I expect to see it's going to be an entertaining game. Entertaining game in Tallahassee, man, so make sure you get your popcorn.
No doubt. B-Mac, appreciate you stopping by as always. Looking forward to a great weekend. Where are you at this weekend, by the way?
Right now, I'm in Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'll text you tomorrow. We'll see you over there.
Yes, sir.
All right, my man.
Yes, sir.
Take care,
I'm in Tallahassee working, but is it really?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work when you just watch football all day?
No, it's, right. It's,
Bees and Blast, they probably doesn't drink, Carl, so it takes a lot of pages out of my playbook.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, he doesn't get it in, but he has fun down there. B, thanks so much, man.
Hey.
All right, man. By the way, Florida State, if you're wondering, I think maybe we mentioned this, 4.5-point dog at home against Miami.
We'll Over-under's up now, 54.5.
Scoring points?
Yeah.
Scoring points. All right, we're going to get to our official picks. When we come back, though, you may not know who's interested in managing our Braves. And he said it would be amazing. We're going to tell you who it is when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.